This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Today is the last day of campaigning for the Delhi Assembly elections. Leaders and star campaigners from the BJP, AAP and Congress have left no stone unturned to woo the voters with roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings across the city. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda will address a public meeting in the Burari area this afternoon. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is also going to address public meetings in different constituencies of the national capital. Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal is scheduled to hold a public meeting and a roadshow this afternoon. Senior AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann will also be addressing several public meetings in the city today. Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi is going to hold a roadshow in the Kasturba Nagar area to seek votes in favour of the party candidates. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and the counting of votes will take place on Saturday. The third Amrit Snan of the Mahakumbh is underway on the occasion of Basant Panchami in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. The Amrit Snan is the most significant and sacred ritual of the Mahakumbh Mela. The first two Amrit Snan took place on 14th of January, Makar Sankranti, and 29th of January on Moni Amavasya. The Uttar Pradesh government has implemented a robust security plan and the Mela area of Mahakumbh has been designated as no vehicle and no VIP zone. The Mahakumbh Mela, recognized as the world's largest religious gathering, commenced on the 13th of January and more than 35 crore devotees have taken holy dip in Sangam so far. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has informed that its navigation satellite NVS-02 encountered a technical glitch yesterday while the orbit-raising maneuver was being carried out. In a social media post, the space agency has informed that the orbit-raising operations towards positioning the satellite to the designated orbital slot could not be carried out as the valves for admitting the oxidizer to fire the thrusters on board the spacecraft did not happen. It has, however, said that the master control facility at Hassan in Karnataka is monitoring the satellite remotely and its systems are healthy. It has further said in its post that the satellite is currently in elliptical orbit and alternate strategies have been worked out to make the satellite functional. Its solar panels were successfully deployed and the power generation was nominal. GSLV F-15, the rocket, has successfully placed the navigation satellite NVS-02 into the geosynchronous transfer orbit on January the 29th. Canada and Mexico have ordered retaliatory tariffs on goods from the United States. This follows U.S. President Donald Trump ordering sweeping tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico and China. Canada is initially targeting U.S. $30 billion in goods imported from the U.S. with tariffs of 25%. The restrictions will come into force from tomorrow. Mexico has declared that it will impose retaliatory tariffs without mentioning any rate and products. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum spoke on the phone on Saturday after Trump's administration imposed sweeping 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico and 10% on imports from China. Canada's Prime Minister's office in a statement said that Canada and Mexico agreed to enhance the strong bilateral relations. Indian-American vocalist and entrepreneur Chandrika Tandon has won the Grammy Award for the album Triveni in the Best New Age Ambient or Chant Album category. The 67th annual Grammy Awards kicked off at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles, celebrating the music and resilience. As per the media reports, Beyoncé led the nominations with 11, winning Best Country Album for Cowboy Carter, making her the most nominated artist in the Grammy history with 99 nods. In table tennis, India's campaign at the 2025 WTT Singapore Smash continues with several key matches in the women's singles round of 64 scheduled for today. Srija Akula will take on China's He Jozia, while Manika Batra is set to face Romania's Elizabeth Samara. The stock market opened in the red today. Sensex plunged over 700 points, while the Nifty lost nearly 300 points in early trade. Weak Asian market cues triggered the fall. Concerns of a broader trade war intensified after U.S. President Donald Trump imposed tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.